हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। तैत्त्रीय उपनिषदि कृष्ण यजुर्वेदीये तैत्त्रीय उपनिषदि सीक्षावल्ली नाम्नि प्रथमोऽध्याये सप्तमः अनुवाकः। क्लियर्? सेवेन्थ् सेक्शन् हविङ्ग् दि टैटल् आफ् पाङ्क्त ब्रह्म उपासनम् इन् दि सीक्षावल्ली, the first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. Just quickly read the mantra once. Prithivyantariksham dyaurdisho vantara dishaha agnirvayuradityaschandramanakshatrani apavoshadhayo vanaspataya akasha atma इत्यधिभूतम् अथाध्यात्मम् प्राणो व्यानोपान उदानः समानः चक्षुश्रोत्रम् मनोवाक्त्वक् चर्म मांसगम् स्नावास्थिमज्जा चर्म मांसगम् स्नावास्थिमज्जा। फॉर योर सेक मेट ईजियर। चर्म मागं सगुं स्नावास्थि मज्जा एतदधिविधाय ऋषिरवोचत् पाङ्क्तं वा इदगं सर्वं पाङ्क्तेनैव पाङ्क्तग् स्पृणोतीति। पृथिव्यन्तरिक्षं द्यौर्दिशो वान्तरदिशाः अग्निर्वायुरादित्यश्चन्द्रमानक्षत्राणि आपवोषधयो वनस्पतय आकाश आत्मा इत्यधिभूतम् अथाध्यात्मम् प्राणो व्यानोपान उदानः समानः चक्षुश्रोत्रम् मनोवाक्त्वक् चर्म मागं सगुं स्नावास्थिमज्जा एतदधिविधाय ऋषिरवोचत् पाङ्क्तं वा इदगं सर्वं पाङ्क्तेनैव पाङ्क्तग् स्पृणोतीति इति सप्तमोऽनुवाकः। ओके, वि नो हौ इन् दिस् section Sagunam Brahma Hiranyagarbheshwara is invoked as the one enjoying the status of being the fivefold, which means the entire universe, the entire universe enjoys the status of being one of the fivefold things. The entire universe divided into the fivefold objects. And here we just, there's no reason why only three groups. There can be many number of groups can be made. But in this upasana, only three groups of five members, five factors are presented as Lokapanktam, Devatapanktam, and Bhutapanktam. The same way, the individual body, mind, sense complex, which forms part of the whole, also divided into three groups of fivefold factors as Vayupanktam, Indriyapanktam, and Dhatupanktam. By presenting ultimately what the Upanishad says is, everything in this universe enjoys the status of being one of the fivefold, which is Brahma, Sagunam Brahma. Therefore, what? There's only Brahma. There's only Ishvara. Repeatedly seeing at the physical level, physiological level, psychological level, anatomical level also, the individual is non-separate from the corresponding total. Therefore, what? There's only total, which is Ishvara. This is the aim of the Upanishad, the meditation, topic of meditation here, that one can gradually resolve one's individuality from the physical level and the physiological level. Individuality in totality, the Ishvara. So we have come up to this in the Bhashyam part. Ityadi bhutam iti adhilokadi daiv adhiloka adhidaivata panktadvaya upalakshanartham. You read from that portion, correct? Yeah. We saw the previous class. Apaha, oshadhayaha, vanaspatayaha, akashaha, atma iti bhutapanktam. So what is the entire vegetation consisting of all forms of herbs? Vanaspatayaha, we can say trees. The oshadhayaha can include the entire vegetation, but still here specifically the herbs. Manaspatayaha, plant, trees, akashaha, space, and atma, the virat. Iti bhutapanktam. Iti bhutapanktam is what? These five members which constitute one group are the fivefold dhatus. Here, atma, these are fivefold, bhuta adhikarat. I explained itself why the word virat is used here, because it is in the context of the bhutas. Therefore, the word atma should be here taken as virat. Iti adhibhutam. We are going to the next word. Adhibhutam is the word which come across in that. After, if we read from Prithvi onwards until the word Atma, we have seen the enumeration of three groups of five factors, which all stand for Samashtihi, the total Ishvara. Now we are seeing the commentary on the word Iti. Adhibhutam. Iti adhibhutam. Iti adhibhutam. Iti. What is adhibhutam? Adhibhutam means the word adhi, the expression adhi, is not a separate word. It's not a word. Adhi is a prefix. But here adhi implies anything pertaining to is adhi. We use the word adhi to mean something pertaining to. Adhibhutam, here we get this expression. What does it mean? Adhi loka adhi daivata panktadvaya upalakshanartham. So the worlds, అధిలోక అధిదైవత పాంతద్వయ ఉపలక్షణార్థం. లేటర్ ఆన్ వి కమ్ అక్రాస్ దిస్ వర్ల్డ్స్ దెన్ దేవతాస్. సో ది అది షుడ్ బి యాడెడ్ టు ద రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది టూ పాంక్తమ్స్ ఆల్సో. ది ఫస్ట్ వి కమ్ అక్రాస్ అధిభూత. అధిభూతం ఇస్ దేర్. వి హ్యావ్ ఫస్ట్ వి హ్యావ్ లోక పాంక్తం, టెక్నస్ అధిలోకం. దెన్ దేవతా పాంక్తం, టెక్నస్ అది దైవతం పాంక్తం. సో పాంక్తద్వయ ఉపలక్షణార్థం మీన్స్ వాట్? అదర్ టూ, ద లాస్ట్ వన్ మెన్షన్ ఈస్ భూత పాంక్తం. ఆపహ ఓషధయ వనస్పతయ ఆకాశ ఆత్మా ఇతి భూత పాంక్తం. సో అధిభూతం ఇది, దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ అధిభూతం ఈజ్ టు హెల్ప్ అస్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ద రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద టూ పాంక్తమ్స్, ది ఫస్ట్ వన్ వాజ్ లోక పాంక్తం, ద సెకండ్ వన్ వాజ్ దేవతా పాంక్తం, దట్ ఆల్ షుడ్ బి టేకన్ యాజ్ అధిలోక అధిదైవతం, అధిలోకం అధిదైవతం. అధిలోక అధిదైవత పాంక్తద్వయ ఉపలక్షణార్థం. ఉపలక్షణ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఇట్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ ది అదర్ టూ ఆల్సో. ఉపలక్షణ మీన్స్ ఆల్వేస్, ఉపలక్షణం ఇంప్లైస్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్. ఐ ఆల్వేస్ సే వెన్ యూ సే 1000 నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ విష్ణు, మహావిష్ణు, సో 1000 నేమ్స్ ఆర్ ఉపలక్షణం ఫార్ ది కౌంట్లెస్ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్. సహస్ర విష్ణు సహస్రనామావళి వెన్ యూ సే, డస్ భగవాన్ హ్యావ్ ఓన్లీ 1000 నేమ్స్? నో, భగవాన్ 1000 స్టాండ్స్ ఫార్ కౌంట్లెస్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ కౌంట్లెస్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్మ్స్. ఉపలక్షణ మీన్స్ విచ్ స్టాండ్స్ ఫార్. సో హియర్ ఆల్సో అధిభూతం, దిస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆల్సో స్టాండ్స్ ఫార్ వాట్? అది లోకం అండ్ అది దైవతం. So the visualization of Hiranyagarbha upon this, as these objects pertaining to the worlds, pertaining to the devatas, pertaining to the bhutas. So adibhutam, adiloka, adidaivata, pangtadvaya upalakshanartham, loka devata, pangtayoho cha అభిహితత్వాత్. లోక దేవతా పంక్తయోహో చ అభిహితత్వాత్. అభిహితం మీన్స్ వాట్? దిస్ లోక, ది లోక పాంక్తం అండ్ దేవతా పాంక్తం ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ బీన్ డిస్కస్డ్ బై ది ఉపనిషత్. దేర్ ఫోర్ హియర్ వి షుడ్ టేక్ అధిలోక అధిలోక పాంక్తం, అధిలోకం అధిదైవతం అధిభూతం. దిస్ ఇస్ ది పాంక్తం, ది ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ పర్టర్నింగ్ టు ద వర్ల్డ్స్, ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ పర్టర్నింగ్ టు ది దేవతాస్, ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ పర్టర్నింగ్ టు ది వర్ల్డ్స్, ఫైవ్ పర్టర్నింగ్ టు ది భూతాస్, all of them. So all these three groups of five members each, which stand for samashti sagunam brahmeshwaraha, then afterwards in all the world, what it Upanishad implies here in the section is all the worlds are Brahma, all these devatas are Brahma, sagunam Brahma, and also all the bhutas also are Brahma, all elements, all worlds and all devatas, all are Brahma. That is the idea given here. Atha anantaram Atha means what? Anantaram, thereafter. So having discussed the three groups of fivefold objects, each as symbols of Sagunam Brahmeshwara Samashtihi, Atha then, Anantaram, Adhyatma Panktatrayam Uchyate. After having discussed the three groups of five members each in terms of the Lokapanktam, Devatapanktam, and Bhutapanktam, which stand for Samashti Hiranyagarbheshwara. Now, the three groups of five members each pertaining to the individual body, mind, sense complex is mentioned. Adhyatma Panktatrayam Uchyate is said. A set of three groups of five members each pertaining to the individual body, mind, sense complex is now mentioned. Adhyatma Panktatrayam Uchyate. What are they? Pranadi Vayupanktam. The first panktam pertaining to the individual is what? Pranadi Vayupanktam. The first panktam known as Vayupanktam, consisting of prana, etc. Then Chakshuradi Indriya Panktam. The next one panktam is next set of five objects. As Indriya Panktam, consisting of seeing power, etc. Then Charmadi Dhatu Panktam, the third group of five members pertaining to the individual, otherwise consisting of constituents such as charma, etc., skin, etc. Etavad hi idam sarvam. Etavad hi, this much alone is indeed this. Sarvam adhyatmam bahyam cha panktameva. Having this mentioned the fivefold members of three groups of individual and the total, samashti and vyashtihi, here Acharya says, idam sarvam adhyatmam bahyam cha panktameva. Idam adhyatmam means what? This fivefold, these objects pertaining to the individual and fivefold objects pertaining to the samashtihi, the total. The fivefold objects pertaining to fivefold objects of three groups pertaining to the individual, the internal ones, and the fivefold objects pertaining to the external world, which is samashtihi. All that is here is only panktameva. Idam sarvam panktameva. All that is only panktam brahma. All that is here is only the fivefold brahma. Adhyatmam bahyam cha. Adhyatmam, the fivefold objects pertaining to the individual, and bahyam means fivefold factors of three groups pertaining to the samashtihi total Hiranyagarbha. All that is actually only fivefold only means what? Samashti, the Brahma, Samagram is entirety is Hiranyagarbha, Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma, the only Sagunam Brahma is in the form of fivefold factors. Fivefold factors of all the three groups, of individual and the total. Therefore, there's no such thing called separately as individual fivefold, individual fivefold factors of three groups. They are non-separate from the fivefold factors of three groups which constitute Hiranyagarbha, the whole. This is the content of this bhashyam. Yetau, sorry, yetavat hi idam, yetavat dhi idam. If you break it, etavat hi idam, sarvam adhyatmam bahyam cha panktameva. Adhyatmam panktam bahyam cha panktameva. This adhyatmam, the fivefold factors of three groups pertaining to the individual are nothing but Brahma. The fivefold objects of three groups pertaining to samashti is also Brahma. So, everything is fivefold means the fivefold nothing but sagunam Brahma. There is no such a thing called individual which is independent of, is outside of, apart from the samashtihi. There's no vyashtihi independent of, outside of the samashtihi. Which is what you used to say in the class. There cannot be one individual way separate and then which can be by itself as a wave, enjoying the status of being a wave without the ocean of being around. Yet there is no such thing called ocean. Only one wave, enjoying the status of being a wave, cannot be there by itself as a wave. Something called wave can be there, enjoying the status of being a wave, only as part of the whole ocean. Therefore, the wave is never away from the, independent of the, outside of, apart from the wave, ocean. There cannot be such a thing at all called wave without the ocean being around. In the same way, this is the actual teaching of the Upasana here. We are seeing individual also as the one having these constituted of these five individual body, mind, sense complex is nothing but fivefold objects. Fivefold objects of three types. We can say Vayu Panktam, Indriya Panktam, Dhatu Panktam. All these fivefold factors, fivefold constituents which form the anatomical system, fivefold physiological functions which form the physiological system, and fivefold subtle powers which form the which form part of the individual. All these panktams, all the five members or five factors of three groups which constitute the individual body, mind, sense complex, nothing but part of the whole Hiranyagarbha. And that Hiranyagarbha also is alone is in the form of fivefold members of three groups. So all the total six groups are fivefold members. Totally is what? One whole Ishvara. This is the idea conveyed here. Yetavadhi idam sarvam adhyatmam bahyam cha panktameva. Okay. Yetad evam adhividhaya. Yetad means here, this evam in this manner adhividhaya. Adhividhaya means what? Parikalpya. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives this meaning. Parikalpya. Adhividhaya, having revealed, having brought to light. When you take it as, because why you say five revealed? The two words are Rishihi or Vedaha. Having revealed this, brought to light Veda, you can say, or Rishihi. Who is Rishihi? Yetad Darshana Sampannaha. Who is Rishihi? Yetad Darshana Sampannaha. Here, Darshanam means, see, meditation. In this, here, the word Darshanam means meditation, Upasanam. Yetad Darshana Sampannaha means the Rishi, the seer, who is endowed with the wealth of the practice of this meditation, who enjoys the benefit of the practice of this meditation. That means who is successful in his practice of meditation is Yetat Darshana Sampannaha. See, being endowed with the practice of meditation is what? Being endowed with the wealth. It's a form of wealth. That's why Yetat Darshana Sampannaha. The person who is endowed with the wealth of practice of this meditation in this manner, thereby who enjoys, who is endowed with the wealth of the benefit of practice of this meditation, who is successful in his practice of meditation, that person is Yetad Darshana Sampannaha. Vakaschid Rishihi, some rishi. If we take it as Veda, having revealed, having brought to light. If we take it as Rishihi, having visualized, having seen what? Yetad. Yetad means what? This entirety of the universe. Having visualized, having seen this entirety of the universe, how? Evam, in this manner. In which manner? In this manner means, in this, as the fivefold world of fivefold objects of three groups. So having visualized this entirety of the objective universe in this fivefold manner. The Rishihi Parikalpya, having imagined, having visualized, having seen, having meditated upon this entire cosmos, entered to the object universe in this fivefold manner. Rishihi, kaha rishihi, yetad darshana sampannaha rishihi, who is endowed with the wealth of the practice of this meditation, who is endowed with the expertise of the practice of this meditation, the being who is successful in this practice of meditation, who enjoys the benefit of this meditation, that Rishi, Kaschit Rishi, Avochat. Avochat means what? Uktavan. He said. What did he say? Kim ityaha. Uktavan means aha, Uktavan. Kim Uktavan, Kim ityaha. What did he say? Panktamva idam sarvam. Pankt idam sarvam panktam. Idam sarvam panktam. Panktena eva adhyatmikena sprunoti. See, adhyatmikena panktena idam sarvam panktam sprunoti. I can repeat it. I make a proper prose order. Adhyatmikena panktena eva. Idam sarvam bahyam panktam sprunoti. Sprunoti means what? Purayati. Purayati means what? Fills. So here fills is a simple present tense verb. Purayat. Sprunoti is equal to purayati. Purayati means fills, present tense verb. But we should take it as potential mood verb, as should. Purayat, sprunuyat. One should fill this entire objective universe. the external world of fivefold objects. Through what? Through this adhyatmikena panktena. Through this fivefold individual groups. So the upasakaha, the person who is given to the practice of meditation, what should he do? He should meditate upon this samashti, upon this vyashti. Meditating the samashti upon the vyashti is what? One should fill this entire objective external world of fivefold things through this individual fivefold groups of fivefold things. Adhyatmikena panktena eva idam sarvam bahyam panktam sprunoti purayati purayet. Why? Because sankhya samanyat. Because of the sankhya samanyat. Because of the similarity in the number. Because the sameness of number. The individual, the things pertaining to the individual are also fivefold objects in three groups. And here, the samashti, the objects pertaining to samashti Hiranyagarbheshwara also are fivefold objects in three groups. Because of similarity in number, because of the sameness in number, one should meditate upon the samashti through this vyashti. Okay, here the question comes. Filling means what? Why should the word purayati, purayet, spunoti, purayati? See, filling means non-seeing the individual being non-separate from the total. In every respect, at each level, the individual is non-separate from samashtihi. Non-separate from the total. Vyashtihi is non-separate from total at every level. Ekatmata upalabhate. Ekatmataya upalabhate. Ekatmataya upalabhate. May this person fill up the entire objective universe through this individual fivefold factors. Means, may one recognize the sameness of everything. May one recognize everything as one, everything being one and the same Ishvara. Purayet means may one see the individual factors being non-separate from the things pertinent to the total. The individual being non-separate from the total, may one see everything being one and the same Ishvara. Eka atmataya upalabhate. Ekatmataya upalabhate. Initially, upasanam can help you resolve individuality at different levels. Later on, we are going to see how at physical level, grossest level, subtle level, much subtler level, physiological level, psychological level, intellectual level also, we don't see. At each level, the individual is non-separate from the total. At last, absolutely, essentially also, there is no individual. Essentially also, individual is non-separate from Ishvara. Because Ishvara alone is there as a swarupama of every individual. So in order to see the essential oneness later on, Upanishad gradually prepares the Upasaka to see the individual being not there independently, apart from outside of insep, separate from the total. There's no individual at all, other than the, there's only totality. There's only Samashti Ishvara. There's no Vyashtihi at all. There's no Vyashtihi at all. Even at the material level, there's no Vyashtihi. There's only Samashtihi. It is Ishvara. But why did this Vyashti idea comes? Because of the I sense obtaining in the mind, identified with the mind, and thereby identified with the body, entire body, mind sense complex. One isolates oneself from the total. This isolation, isolating oneself from the total, alienating oneself from the total, alienating the world from oneself, is purely because of the identity with the strong, having strong I sense in the body mind sense complex. Dehatma buddhihi or karya karana sanghate aham buddhihi. Having strong I sense in the body mind sense complex. As a result of ignorance of the self, results in isolating oneself from the total, alienating the total from oneself. Happens. Actually speaking, even at the material level, also, there is no individual at all. There's only total. There's only Samashtihi, which is Ishvara. The Samagram Jagati is Ishvara. Samashtihi is Ishvara. It is Sagunam Brahma. And Sagunam Brahma is what? Param Brahma. Therefore, essentially, Jiva is, individual is the Ishvara, non-separate from Ishvara. In the standpoint of consciousness, one is non-separate from Ishvara. Because only essential reality. In the standpoint of the matter also, there is no individual who is separate from, different from the total. This division is purely because of wrong identity with the anatma body mind and complex and having strong I sense in the karyakarana sanghata. Otherwise, it's only samashtihi. This upasanam helps an individual to gradually prepare oneself to resolve one's individuality in totality, Ishvara, at the essential level, level of consciousness. Evam panktam idam sarvam iti yaha veda saha prajapatyatmaiva bhavati ityartha. Evam, in this manner, idam sarvam panktam. Panktam Brahma. All this is Yaha Veda, the person who meditates, the one who meditates, even in this manner, in which manner, that all that is here is in fivefold form. The fivefold form is what? Brahma, Sagunam Brahma. Sarvam panktam brahma iti yaha veda saha ప్రజాపత్యాత్మా ఏవ భవతి. ద పర్సన్ బికమ్స్ హిరణ్య గర్భ హింసెల్ఫ్. ప్రజాపత్యాత్మైవ భవతి. ప్రజాపత్యాత్మే భవతి మీన్స్ వాట్? హి బికమ్స్ వన్ విత్ ఈశ్వర. దిస్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ ఉపాసన. ఫలం ఆల్సో ఇస్ మెన్షన్ హియర్. అబ్సల్యూట్లీ వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ బ్రహ్మ. దట్ ఓన్లీ బ్రహ్మ, ఓన్లీ రియాలిటీ. అబ్సల్యూట్లీ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఓన్లీ రియాలిటీ అలోన్ ఈస్ లుక్డ్ అపాన్ యాజ్ ఈశ్వర. ద వన్ వీస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్. Five fold factors, three groups means what? Five fold factors. All those five fold factors of all those three groups are nothing but Hiranyagarbha. So there's no individual. We separate from Ishvara. That is the idea. Saptam Anuvaka Bhashyam Samaptam. These upasams, whether you practice it or not, already in the class itself, when in understanding these upasanam itself, how, what upasanam does Upanishad presents? In understanding the upasanam itself, you already see the individual being non-separate from Ishvara. Okay. ఓం పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం తత్సత్. శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం.